Walk into the village store in Quinnahock, and you'll see empty shelves where food should be.
There's no bread, no eggs, all the little things you expect in the store.
That's Warren Jones, who runs the store, which is owned by the local Native Corporation. He says that food has been coming slower and slower since the U.S. Postal Service, which subsidizes freight in western Alaska through its bypass mail system, changed Quinnahock's staging area from Bethel to Togiak. Jones says this is when shipments started to slow down. Then Raven Air, which was delivering the goods, had a crash in the mountains between the two villages that caused them to give up the route. Part of the issue was that Raven was using small planes to do the trip that didn't fly very high. When the weather is bad, this can make traveling through the mountains dangerous or even impossible. Ace Cargo took their place with larger dual-engine planes that could do the trip safely, but they also ran into issues and stopped running the route.
Ace is the ones that wants to fly it, but they'll fly it anytime we're there when we're ready.
That's Dave, who works in Togiak, unloading and loading freight for shipping to Quinnahock. He didn't want to give us his last name, saying that he's not authorized to speak for the carrier. Quinnahock's runway has an unlevel patch, or dip, which could make it hard for some planes to land safely. The Raven planes that flew there were small and didn't use the whole runway, so they never hit the dip. Ace, with medium-sized planes, won't fly there until it's fixed. The route changed hands again to Everett's Air with bigger planes than Ace that could handle the dip better. Here's Dave again.
Everett's will do it. They don't like it. They'll do it once every couple weeks, so these guys aren't getting the groceries. We're sitting there holding them.
The new problem is that Everett's will only fly planes that are carrying orders filling the large planes, which takes time. Weeks, actually. During that time, food is just sitting in a warehouse in Togiak. When it makes it to Quinnahock, Warren Jones unpacks it.
The bypass that's coming in, several times we have found mice nests in bread loaves.
Dave says that his warehouse is clean, but Jones insists that some of the food is bad on arrival. The responsibility for fixing the runway falls on the tribe, who owns the land and runs the airport in Quinnahock. Patrick Cleveland oversees those operations.
The work that was requested to take care of the dip was very late this year. It was after freeze-up, and there is nothing we can really do about it.
Cleveland says the request came from Ace in October, after only flying in a few times. The dip has been around for years. However,
the last 3 years, it's been more and more noticeable.
This part of the runway was built on a low area that Cleveland says has been sinking more in recent years. The tribe is having trouble keeping up with it. Cleveland says that melting permafrost could be one reason for the change. Warren Jones says erosion might be playing a part. Jones says that the best solution would be for the Postal Service to return to using Bethel rather than Togiak as the hub for Quinnahock's bypass mail. Before it was changed in 2014, it was safer, he says, and the village was getting a delivery per day. He says as of Friday, Everett's and the Postal Service were in talks. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.